And it is very, very sad, but a fact, that even as we are here, there are young Australian pilots who trained in Tamworth, just as they did 75 years ago, who are now crewing aircraft over Syria. And we wish them safety, Godspeed, and we hope they all come home safe. Unlike so many of the pilots who trained here during the war, 600. There were 200 never came home, they perished. It's particularly relevant today also that apart from members of the community in the Aero Club, we have representatives here from all arms of the Australian Defence Forces. We have Major Lim from the Republic of Singapore Air Force. We have representatives from the Air Force of Brunei and New Guinea. And as best as a civilian can, I salute you and thank you for coming.
From 1940, Tamworth was the home of six EFTS, taking on 30 trainees every 4 weeks from training depots such as the one in Lynfield, New South Wales. At first, the course was 8 weeks in duration, later extended to 12 weeks, including night flying. The emphasis was on getting as many aircrew as through the training system as possible, as every day that the war was prolonged, more innocent lives were lost. Trainees would be taught ground school subjects such as meteorology, navigation, and radio telephony. In addition to this, they would be taken flying in the venerable Tiger Moth. It is worth noting that during the war, not all trainees went on to be pilots. Many were remustered into different roles. For example, a Lancaster bomber had a pilot, a navigator, a bomb aimer, two gunners, and a flight engineer. The tragic consequence of this is that a loss of one aircraft could mean the loss of seven lives. And Bomber Command of the Royal Air Force suffered 56,000 killed of 125,000 aircrew. A terrible 44% fatality rate. It's all very well to take for granted our liberties and freedoms today, but when one considers the meaning of life, it is a struggle between the meaning and the opinions of alternative viewpoints of life itself. And without the ability to defend one's own viewpoints against other aggressive ideologies, then reasonableness and moderation could very well become a thing of the past. That is why we will always need military aviation to defend our people. And may God strike me down if I'm wrong. Thank you very much for your attention.
James Hollingworth, Vice President of Tamworth Aero Club.
So James, this morning, celebrating two things, I guess, or commemorating two things, 75 years of military flying training in Tamworth, but also the loss of how many men was it during that training period back in the World War II?
Well, during the training here itself, between 1940 and 1944, we lost about 14 airmen here in Tamworth through various training accidents, and unfortunately most of them were pilot error. But overall, from the airmen that trained here in the first school between 1940 and 1942, when they went off to further training and overseas in Europe and Papua New Guinea, we lost a third. So out of the 600 airmen, we lost 200 airmen, didn't come back to their families.
I mean, you talk about 600 men at some stage over a period of years. That's quite a lot of people and quite a big operation for a city, I imagine, the size of Tamworth back then.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But those guys were coming in about 30 men every 8 weeks, something like that. 8 weeks of training, very short training compared to what they do now, like 8 weeks compared to 6 months, what they do now. But it was just in dire straits to have trained airmen to they realised that to win the war in Europe, it's all about air superiority in Europe, and unfortunately that cost lives.
Why was Tamworth chosen?
Well, we had some of the best flying conditions in Australia. It's also several reasons. It was flat country. It was an existing aerodrome here that the Aero Club and its existing users used, some private users. It was probably strategically below. There's the old Brisbane line because they still feared invasion from Japan, so it's still below that line. Fine weather, flat landing fields in case of pilot difficulty, and we haven't got surrounded by too many hills. So it ticked a lot of boxes, I think, for that, then as it does now.
Well, that's right. 75 years on, still pilot training out at the airport, and lots of different countries represented here today.
Well, that's fantastic. That's recognised not just by the worldwide search many years ago in modern times for perfect flying conditions, but Brunei and Singapore and Papua New Guinea all recognise that we have good, excellent flying conditions, and that's why they send their servicemen to do their training here.